But the government has been under pressure not just to reform pensions for the future, but also to do more to put right past injustices. It's been urged to do more to help 85,000 workers who've lost all or some of their occupational pensions because their firm went bust, and they claim they were misled by the government into thinking their pensions were safe. 2 months ago, the Parliamentary Ombudsman issued a damning report saying government should consider paying full compensation, but it was firmly rejected. It was a surprise then that the White Paper did include some more money to help. The Financial Assistance Scheme, or FAS, will now also provide for people who've suffered and are up to 15 years away from their pension age. So people like former Allied Steel and Wire worker Ray Lane will qualify.
It does include me now. Because originally, when it first started, it only covered people within 3 years from retirement. And I believe I should get 7,000 to 8,000, which is good news for me. But overall, it's not the be-all and end-all. Because initially, there were some 85,000 people affected. And the FAS scheme was set up to help those. But the money they put in to start with only helped a very small amount. So they put this extra money in, and it helps obviously more people. But it is not the final thing.
And that's why Andrew Parr from the Pensions Action Group told me they'd continue to fight until every worker was compensated.
Well, the announcement is certainly welcome, but it's still a long way short of what the Ombudsman recommended that we should have. She produced a scathing report and said that because the government had said that pensions were protected by law, everybody should get the pension that they were entitled to.
Now, there is going to be a tiered system of financial help. You'll get 80% of your pension promise if you're within 7 years of retirement, 65% if you're 8 to 11 years away from retirement, and 50% if you're up to 15 years away. What's your reaction to that system?
Well, if you're 15 years away from retirement, you're older than 50 probably, you're going to find it difficult to make up any pension fund that's reasonable in 15 years at that age of life. And in addition, it does penalise some people who have got long service. We've got one member who has got 27 years service in his employment, and he misses the 50% just by 3 months. He's not going to get anything despite the long service that he's had with his company.
So you don't fully accept the argument that if you've still got 15 years before you draw your pension, that's a reasonable amount of time to make up some of the shortfall?
You can make up some of the shortfall in 15 years, but you'll not get back to the pension that you thought you were going to get.
You're getting more money. More people are going to be helped under the scheme now. Yet the terms aren't changing, and that's what's concerning you also.
Yes, I mean, the restrictions that's put on the FAS have not changed at all. There are still all the things that we object to. The fact that at best you only get 80% of your pension. It's payable from the state age, not from the scheme age. My scheme age was 62. I'm 62 at present, so I should have retired, but I've got to keep on working until I'm 65. There is very low capping at £12,000 a year, so if you had a pension entitlement, even with the FAS, of £15,000 a year, you were only going to get £12,000 a year. And there's no protection against inflation, so that your pension will progressively get smaller and smaller and will halve over 20 years.
What would satisfy the Pensions Action Group members?
Following the Ombudsman's report, we just expect to get the pensions we were promised.
So the campaign and the protests continue?
The campaign definitely continues, the protesting definitely continues.
And what's your overall feeling about the other announcements of this week? The Pensions Secretary has said that in future pensions will be fairer, they'll be more clear, people will be able to have more trust in pensions from now on.
We had trust in what the government said to us, and we were told that we were fools for believing it. The government said that what they published was something that you should just not particularly believe, it was only general guidance. How do we know that what the government is saying for the future is going to be true, and it's not just going to be another statement for general guidance that can be changed at the whim of some government in the future?
Andrew Parr of the Pensions Action Group, and there's lots more on pensions reform on the BBC online website.